The World Meteorological Organization says all of the 10 warmest years have occurred in the past 12 years, so it notes the trend for warming is going on. The WMO report says there was unusually warm weather in many parts of Europe, and Scandinavian countries enjoyed the warmest winter season on record. It says the Arctic sea ice dropped to its second lowest level during the melt season since satellite measurements began in 1979. It says nearly one quarter of the massive ancient ice shelves on Ellesmeer Island disappeared, underscoring the rapidity of changes taking place in the Arctic. It says the melt strongly reinforces the 30-year downward trend in Arctic sea ice extent. WMO Secretary General Michel Jarrot says climate extremes, including devastating floods, severe and persistent droughts, snowstorms, heat waves, and cold waves, were recorded in many parts of the world.
If I have to identify one extreme event over 2008, I think we should highlight the cyclone Nargis, which hit Myanmar, killing nearly 80,000 people, causing also a big humanitarian challenge. The 2008 hurricane season was also quite unusual, and it caused widespread damage in the Caribbean and in Central America and USA.
For the first time on record, Jarrot says six consecutive tropical cyclones made landfall in USA. Three major cyclones hit Cuba, and Haiti was hit by cyclone after cyclone, killing more than 500 people. The report describes the monsoon season in South Asia as very strong, killing more than 2,600 people and rendering more than 10 million homeless. It says long-term drought persisted in southeastern Australia, with Victoria having its ninth driest year on record. But WMO Data Management Application Division Chief Omar Badour says sub-Saharan Africa did not experience drought this year.
What we are noticing here for the second year, sub-Saharan Africa is experiencing severe flooding. And it was really unusual to not report large-scale drought in sub-Saharan Africa this year. So this has two meanings. One is it's a good information from agriculture perspective, but it caused also humanitarian consequences.
The report says sub-Saharan Africa, including West and East Africa, was affected by heavy rains, which caused the worst ever recorded flooding in Zimbabwe and affected more than 300,000 people in West Africa during the monsoon season. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.